Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson to talk about Monday's school board meeting. In that meeting, actually two-part meeting, a change of the guard as the former school board members, two of them, said goodbye and two more came in. But some other things went on in the meeting first, the annual meeting held first. Take us through the annual meeting. Cassie, what are some of the things that Knoxville listeners might have missed out on if they were not at the meeting?
The first presentation of the night was actually with Verlin Goodike and Robin Mader, and they presented on the Knoxville Food Youth Initiative, our summer food program. Phenomenal numbers. We are so grateful to that KFYI organization. They are putting together a 501c3 to be nonprofit. They served 2,500 meals in 28 days, and that is for children, basically, you know, age 2 or 3 years old all the way to 18, which really I think shows that there's a need in our community. In the summer, our kids need help being fed. The group did a phenomenal job of putting together great homemade hot meals, as opposed to in past years, we had worked with the USDA and gotten basically the cold sandwich packaged sack lunches and had been served out of Ald Park and other places. We more than doubled the numbers this summer by, we moved it to the high school. I think the facilities allowed us then to have the hot meals and people showed up. We were really excited. We did a collaborative effort doing the meals immediately following our summer school program for kids. And that made it very convenient for families as well to participate. So excited about our results from this year. Really excited about next year, though. This group has big plans to try to even make it bigger and better next year. And we look forward to working with them again.
Now, another portion of another thing that happened actually during the summer was the Knoxville Hospital and Clinic little boot camp for some Knoxville students. Take us through exactly what they said on Monday's school board meeting.
Yeah, we had three students, Joe Hollenrake and Samantha Beller and John Zollman, who participated in that four-day boot camp at the hospital at here Knoxville Hospitals and Clinics. We are really, really proud of the efforts that the hospital and clinics has taken over the last few months to try to get partnered with the school in a variety of ways. One of those areas is to help our students get a good picture and a good feel for what a potential career in the medical field could be like. We have a lot of kids who think they might be interested, but they're interested really right now in getting hands-on experience so that they can figure out if they like it or not. The hospital did a boot camp, and during that time, the kids were able to visit every single department in the hospital. And as I think Samantha was the one that said, she was amazed at all the different things that it takes to run a hospital that she was never aware of before. The business office and some of the lab settings. She said, you know, it's important to have the doctors and the nurses and the people who are doing hands-on care, but there's so many more people that it takes to run a hospital. They're behind the scenes. So if you don't like the blood and guts part of it, you still might have an interest, you know, joining the medical field. And she thought it was a great experience. They all would encourage others to do that. We're encouraging the hospital and clinics here in Knoxville to continue and to grow that program. And very excited that they reached out and offered this to our kids and looking forward to the next round.
Another big portion of the meeting was the saying goodbye to the two current school board members. Take us through their time of service and what it means for them, for you guys to lose them, and then, you know, what are some of the things that you'll, I guess, remember about those two?
Mike Motes and Don Rankin have been great board members for us. They are really here for the kids. They do their homework. You know, they ask a lot of questions. Mike actually is the one a few years ago that really wanted to have us think about and push that culture of excellence for our kids, thinking we can do better, but it takes a lot of energy and a lot of work and a lot of pulling together and collaboration. So he, I think, is one of the people on the board at that time that drove us that direction. And now we have a new mission statement that actually states we are ensuring a culture of excellence for every student. Dawn came in more recently, wonderful finance background, and asked good, hard questions. Her son had gone through our schools a few years ago and now coaches for us, and she is definitely invested in the community. And we appreciated all of the efforts that both of those gave to the school district, and really truly hope that they'll stay involved in other committees and other work that the school will be doing in the future. We also wanted to welcome Larry Scott and Marty Duffy to the board. They were recently elected. They took their oath of office along with Vicki Reed and Andrew Schmidt, who were reelected. And excited to see where the future goes for this new board, because they've got a lot of great opportunities and work ahead of them, but it's going to continue to be some heavy lifting.
Now, also in the second meeting, the new board elected Andrew Schmidt again as the president of the school board and Larissa Van Donsler as vice president. What's that mean for both of them, and what's that mean for this board to have Andrew back as president?
I think it's good news. Andrew and Larissa are the veteran board members right now, because the other three have just recently come on board. And so having a little bit of historical perspective is good. Andrew always runs a great meeting. He understands Robert's Rules of Order and, you know, the do's and don'ts. He's been to a lot of training with the Iowa Association of School Boards, working with Harry Hagelenthal, and he, again, does his homework. He understands the importance of having a functional board. They have to communicate. They have to have dialogue. We have to do it in a public setting, because that is how school boards operate. And so I think having he and Larissa being president and vice president, they will help do some additional training of the new board members and just keep everything moving forward the way we need to. Anytime you have a turnover on a board, doesn't matter what kind of a board, there's always a little bit of transition period. The hope is that you don't have to step backwards too far, that you can keep the ship sailing forward and in being progressive in some of the goals and initiatives that we already have in place.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIACareless.com.